An hour to go of calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And if you haven't called the program, but you're just sitting home listening or driving, you can still take heed to the advice that Ben gives to people. So make sure you're part of that. And we're back. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. How many people do you think you've helped, Ben, over the years? My gosh.
You know, I just think of one at a time, George. Just one. I don't really keep track of it. It's just one person at a time. You know who the most important person in the world is? The person you're talking to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a pharmacist, did you get involved with people who came in to get their their prescription filled, and you simply said to them, what are you doing with this?
Well, you know, I got fired from my first job.
Because of that?
Because of that, exactly.
Got involved a little too much, huh?
You know what? I was suggesting that people take supplements, and this was the 80s, when, you know, people didn't really know about supplementation. I suggested people take their supplements with their medication, but then I got a little cocky and I said to take their supplements instead of their medication.
Oh.
I didn't last long.
Did you ever refuse to fill a prescription?
No, I never refused.
You can't do that.
No, and you know what? People should be able to do whatever they want to do. I don't think it's a good idea, but if people want to take prescription drugs, you know, that's their right to do it.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go back to the phones. East of the Rockies, Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing, Ben?
Hey,
you
Joe.
Know, Jimmy Stewart's younger character was a pharmacist assistant in that movie.
It's a Wonderful Life, and he got smacked in the ear by Mr. whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Geyer, Mr. Geyer, or was it?
Yeah. But, you know, on the monkeypox, one thing that was interesting, I went through this audiobook, Dissolving Illusions by Susan Humphreys, heavily researched, and it has a chapter on lost remedies, and it said that people that ate onions every day, none of them got the smallpox, which was interesting. But my question, Ben, is on two things. It's on smoothies at the beach, which I think might be too sugary.
Yeah, smoothies are smoothies is kind of a generic word. And when people say they take smoothies, usually you're absolutely right, Joe. They're talking about a lot of fruit and oftentimes sweeteners and sugar. So smoothies in general are not a great idea. But it's the word smoothie just means a lot of different things. If you want to drink your nutrition, that's great. Vegetable juices are awesome. They usually don't get called smoothies. And protein drinks. Longevity's got a super delicious meal replacement shake called Slender FX that is super tasty, great source of protein. In fact, it's a total meal replacement. And drinking your nutrition and drinking your food takes the load off your digestive system. When you eat food, a lot of biochemistry has to kick in to crush up the food, to digest the food, to assimilate the food. You bypass all of that when you essentially pre-digest your food in a blender. And I encourage everybody to get a Vitamix or a NutriBullet or some high-powered blender for making their own fruit juices and vegetable juices, not so much the fruit, but vegetable juices as well as protein drinks.
The name of the pharmacist in It's a Wonderful Life was Mr. Gower, by the way. Just so you know, Ben.
Thank you. I never saw that movie.
You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life?
You know, I never have.
It's a classic.
Is it a classic? I know. I got to see it.
I watched it when I was a little boy with my mom. She sat me down and said, Georgie, watch this movie. You'll watch it every year for the rest of your life.
Is that right?
And she was right. I bought it. I've got it on a DVD just in case I can't find it on a stream television network. But it's a classic. You've got to watch it.
I'm going to do that. Is that considered one of the? That's considered one of the best movies ever made.
One of the best Christmas movies ever made. It was a bomb at the box office when
really?
It came out in the 40s or something like that. But it's a classic movie. Classic movie. Definitely rent it or watch it.
All right.
Right before Christmas. Let's go next. Who's up? Let us go to Super in Los Angeles. Hey, Super.
Hey, George and Ben, what's going on?
Let's take care of you. You feeling good?
I am. I don't. Did Ben ever hear the fact that every time you laugh, you lose 3 calories? And I laugh a lot.
That's great.
You must be down to 40 pounds by now.
I wish.
No, you don't want to go that low.
I'm trying. But But, yeah, I had a couple of quick questions. My first one is trying to get rid of my very stubborn little muffin top. It has reduced, but it's still there. And my tiny, tiny belly pooch, if I can get rid of that, I'm happy. Not really asking to lose a ton of weight. And then the other thing I was curious about was just water. You know, I mean, I know that plastic is awful, but unfortunately our water is 99% in plastic and glass.
Yeah.
Bottles are super, super expensive. So what would be the best water?
The best water is distilled. The cleanest water is distilled water. You got to be really careful with any other kind of water. And also reverse osmosis, I should say. Spring water is a problem. You don't know where the springs are. Municipal water, of course, is a disaster, and tap water is a big problem. So, you know, a lot of GI digestive health issues are caused by metals and other toxins that are found in water, tap water, that is. You have to be really, really careful with tap water, and I would avoid it entirely. Distilled water is the best, but your point is well taken. The plastic is a problem. There are heavier plastics that you can get in certain health food stores that you can kind of refill the water with. And I suggest you do those. As far as the muffin top goes, that's called insulin resistance, and it is classic. Have you ever, George or Summer, do you know any human beings who are over the age of 40 that don't have a little bit of a gut?
Me.
You don't have a little gut?
Nope.
That's awesome, George.
Not anymore.
That's awesome. It's called insulin resistance, and it's super common. And the best way to deal with that is with the healthy blood sugar pack from Youngevity. Sweeties is amazing for that. That's chromium, vanadium, of course, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine with the B vitamins. Keeping your sugar down through diet modification is also important, and calorie restriction. But making sure you're getting your B vitamins from the Sweeties. Here's another interesting supplement for blood sugar, the Ultimate Niacin. Niacin, vitamin B3, the Ultimate Niacin from Youngevity, is one of the best blood sugar-lowering supplements you could ever take. And bonus, and this is really interesting, blood sugar and elevated cholesterol go hand in hand. So the best way to lower your cholesterol, if your cholesterol is high, is to reduce your sugar intake and make sure you're using Sweeties, using Ultimate Niacin, and using Beyond Tangy Tangerine in the healthy blood sugar pack.
Super. And we take the texts and tweets. And Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, this one is from Tony in Atlanta. I heard having a Metamucil daily is good for your health. Does the pharmacist, Ben, agree?
Well, Metamucil isn't exactly the best way to get your fiber, but I suppose it's convenient. But Metamucil is basically fiber. And yes, fiber is incredibly important. And, you know, you've heard of the carnivore diet, right, George?
Yes.
Tom, the carnivore diet is like an all-meat, all-animal food diet. The problem with the carnivore diet is you don't get fiber.
It's like a high-protein diet, isn't it?
Well, it's meat. It's meat and animal foods, eggs, dairy, meat, that kind of thing, fish. Carnivore meaning meat. But you don't get fiber. And so fiber plays some really, really important roles in the body, not just for digestion. Fiber is important for detoxification. Fiber is important for the brain. There are bacteria that eat fiber and release certain fats, one in particular called butyrate, that is not only important for the digestive system and the colon, it's one of the best ways to protect yourself from colon cancer, but that same substance goes into your brain and makes you feel happy and relaxed. So fiber has mental health benefits in addition to being stupendously valuable for the digestive system and very important for detoxification. For women who are dealing with estrogen problems, a lot of women as they get older deal with estrogen problems, or even when they're younger, endometriosis and fibromyalgia and ovarian cysts and fibroids. These can all be caused by excess buildup of estrogen, and fiber is one of the best ways to clear your body of excess estrogen for women who are dealing with problems with their periods or migraine headaches or any female reproductive issues.
What is visceral fat?
That's a great question. Visceral fat, as opposed to central fat or subcutaneous fat, I should say, is the kind of fat that surrounds your viscera, your organs, as opposed to subcutaneous fat.
And that's not good fat, is it?
No. Visceral fat's a big, big problem, and that's what happens as we get older, and that's where that insulin resistance issue comes in. The other kind of fat is subcutaneous fat, and that's the fat that's underneath your skin. That's not as much of a problem as the fat that builds up around your organs. In fact, one of the biggest problems we have is excess ingestion of toxic fats. And toxic fats are really a big problem, not just in terms of building up visceral fat along with insulin resistance, but also in terms of liver issues. You know, one out of three Americans, George, have something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. They have to call it non-alcoholic because it used to be only alcoholics would get this kind of disease.
Right.
Now, people who aren't even drinking get this disease, NAFLD, and one of the major reasons we get it is because of excess ingestion of toxic fats. So laying off of the Crisco and the vegetable oils, you know, Dr. Doc is really big on avoiding vegetable oils for
yeah,
good
is.
Reason, because of the excess ingestion of these kinds of oils, and one of the best nutrients you could take to protect yourself from these kinds of toxic fats is vitamin E.
Off to San Antonio, Texas we go. Francisco is with us on the Wild Card Line. Hey, Francisco.
Hello, how are you?
Thank Great.
You
Hi, Francisco.
Thank you.
Yes. I got a situation here. I hope I can explain it good. The reason I'm calling is because I deal with bloatness. I mean, to a point where I feel like my stomach may look like I ate a basketball.
You say bloating?
I mean, I don't know how
bloating.
It's
bloating. Yeah.
Yeah, bloating.
And, now, yeah, that's now, a big, that's a serious problem.
Hold on, Ben. Let's finish him.
Yes. What makes me call is that I'll go fasting. I'll fast for 10 plus hours, maybe 15 hours. And I my question is, how do I still bloat?
Yeah.
If I fast, how? I mean, I know I have I tested one time positive for H. pylori. I don't know if that has something to do with it, or that's what my really concern.
Yeah, that's a serious problem. If you're bloating even when you're fasting, that's a serious issue. A lot of times people bloat when they have the wrong kind of food in their intestine. But one of the biggest reasons for bloating is what I was just talking about, is the liver. When the liver becomes really toxic, it'll close down, and it'll keep things from going in and keep things from going out, and that can cause outward pressure on the abdomen, and that can be a cause of bloating, and it may be a sign that you're dealing with some kind of liver issue. So I would have that checked out. That could be pretty serious.
Is it also a muscle issue, a stomach muscle,
bloating?
Like bloating? Yeah.
No, it's not a muscle issue. It's a
not.
Pressure issue.
Okay. All right. But you think that could be serious?
I think it could be serious. I think it could involve the liver, especially because he said, Francisco said that it occurred when he wasn't eating. And that indicates to me that there may be some kind of liver issue.
Okay. Get that checked out, Francisco, for sure. Definitely. What are liver spots on the face?
Liver spots, they call them liver spots, but what they really are is pigmentation that is due to imbalances in hormones, especially the hormone cortisol, which is stress hormone, and the hormone estrogen. Estrogen, we just talked about estrogen for female health issues, but one of the things that estrogen does is it makes you pigment. And women who are pregnant will get the mask of pregnancy. Women who are on hormone replacement therapy will sometimes get hyperpigmentation on the face, and liver spots are the same deal. The liver processes these hormones. It processes estrogen and it processes cortisol, hence the name liver spots. But if you're getting these kinds of dark spots, you want to focus on a couple of things. First of all, the hormones estrogen and cortisol, and secondly, and this is really interesting, George, there's a pigment that builds up that's called lipofuscin. Have you ever heard of this? Lipofuscin.
I have not.
Lipofuscin is different from ordinary pigment, and it will show up like the kind of like a map. It'll have a geographic shape and occur on your hands or sometimes on your face. As you said, that's a sign of lymphatic toxicity. The lymph system is a system that clears out toxins like estrogen, like cortisol, like food toxins, like old burnt out cells. And as we get older, that lymph system becomes clogged up, and it doesn't drain out the toxins as effectively, and thus the buildup of these waste products called lipofuscin. It's bad on the skin, you know, it's not attractive on the skin, but it can happen in the brain, it can happen in the eyes, it can happen in the nervous system, and that can be a serious problem when it comes to accelerated aging, and in terms of the eyes, it can actually cause blindness. So dealing with improving the body's ability to detoxify itself, to clean itself out. And there's a lot of ways to do that. A good nutritional supplement program is a must. The ultimate EFAs are a great way to support the lymphatic system. And moving your body, exercise. You know, they say sitting is the new smoking, and largely because the lymph system doesn't get to move when we have a sedentary lifestyle. So moving your body around is very important.
Let's go to Blair of Sedona, Arizona. Hey, Blair, welcome.
Hey, Blair.
Hey, George. Actually, I'm in Phoenix. I'm a working-class renter who got priced out of Sedona after retirement. But
Okay. You've moved on.
I got a great apartment now. Hey, pharmacist Ben.
Hey.
I have a comment and a question about the immune system. The comment is, I keep my apartment at 79, 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and I think this both saves money and keeps me healthier. Yet recently I walked through some medical industries, places like the Barrow and Dignity Health offices in Midtown Phoenix, and it felt like an ice locker in there, especially like today it was 105, and by this weekend it's getting up to 114. I mean, that change in temperature has got to give people a lot of stress to their immune system.
It puts the stress on the body. That's why people get sick when the temperatures change. That's true. But usually if you're healthy and you're strong, you should be able to handle that.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm just thinking, think of the money that would be saved, especially with the water shortage and the power and stuff, if everybody turned their thermostats in big businesses to 79.80 instead of keeping it at 69.70. But look at the TV ads that Big Pharma is recently putting out where they're attacking an overactive immune system. Now, is this truth or is this
just BS
to sell their product?
No. It's interesting you point that out, Blair, because I noticed the same thing myself. No, it's not true. It's a misrepresentation. It's a mischaracterization of the immune system. The immune system is not overactive. The immune system is simply attacking the body because parts of the body look foreign because they're distorted and they're toxic. So when you eat a food, for example, and it goes through your digestive system, it's not processed correctly. It can leak in through an inflamed intestine. There's lots of reasons for that, including eating the wrong kinds of fats and gluten, etc. It gets into the bloodstream, and it can create distortions in the tissue. And then the body sees those distortions and attacks them. But it's not like the immune system is overactive. It's simply reacting to stuff that's in the blood or that's in the tissues. So it's not an overactive immune system. It's an immune system that is responding to something that's in the blood and in the tissues that shouldn't be there. So don't blame the immune system. We have this medical model and pharmaceutical model that wants to blame an enemy. That's why we blame viruses and not our immune system. That's why we blame an overactive immune system and not toxicity in the blood. It's like we want to be absolved of any responsibility for how our bodies are working or how our bodies are responding. So no, that's absolutely not accurate. There's no such thing as an overactive immune system. There is an immune system that is responding in a way that creates symptoms because it's responding to toxicity and distortions in the cells and in the tissues. But it's not that it's overactive. That's a good call on that, Blair.
Well, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, after the break, we're going to come back and take more phone calls, final calls with pharmacist Ben. Tell us about the website, Ben Fuchs.
criticalhealthnews.com. I write articles on there. We got videos, and we got all the longevity products. And you know what else, George? If people want to start a home-based business, you just click on the Join the Team link at Critical Health News, and you can start a home-based criticalhealthnews.com, and you can start a home-based business and help support nutritional supplementation, help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health.
And by the way, Doc was telling us by doing that, every supplement you buy for yourself,
right,
you get it at wholesale.
That's exactly right. And not only that, you get to write off your home office and write off your stamps and your pens and all the things that you use for your business.
That's a pretty good idea. How long have they been doing that?
Oh, gosh, since 1998, 1997.
God, and it was Doc's idea, wasn't it?
Yep, it was Doc's idea, and I've been with the company that long myself.
Yeah, you sure have. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com, and we're on the verge of setting a record hitting that website, so one more push for me. Just go to the website, smartphone, download their app, by the way, in the app store, criticalhealthnews.com, desktop. Just go to the website, look around for a little bit, and then come right on back to us because we've got lots going on for you on Coast to Coast AM, and we will be back with final calls in just a moment. Next hour, a retired major crimes investigator from New York, Chris DiPerno, joins us to talk about why he is now interested in alien abductions. I'm looking forward to that. George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Our final segment, let's go right back to the calls. Al in New York to get us rolling here. Hello, Al.
Hey, Al.
Hello. Hi. I'm glad you take my call, and thank you very much to both of you.
Thank you.
Okay. A friend of mine, he just got back from vacation, and while he was on vacation, he went blind in one eye. And I was like, wow. And he was telling me that he was taking his high blood pressure medication, you know, like, I guess like candy, because they wasn't really working.
Right.
Not that he was overdosing or anything, but his optic nerve in one eye is gone, so he's blind.
Oh, my gosh.
And I want to know
how long
I do to prevent
it. Has it been a while? It wasn't a temporary thing. It's been a while.
It doesn't.
No, it just happened. It just happened.
Oh, it just recently happened. Well, sometimes they're temporary. Yeah, sometimes the problem is temporary, but it could be a permanent thing, and he could have definitely damaged it. I don't know how much medication or what medication he was taking.
I mean, once the optic nerve goes, you got a problem there.
Yeah,
Ben.
You got a problem. So I don't know. I don't know if it's temporary. Sometimes changes in the circulation can cause blindness in one eye, blood clots, and such.
Will too much blood pressure do that?
Say that too much blood pressure medication?
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely can do that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. But you know what? Now's a good time to start practicing some good nutrition. I would get that guy on the Healthy Start Pack as soon as possible.
Yeah, who do you get him to? An ophthalmologist?
Ophthalmologist or neurologist, maybe, depending on what the cause is.
I mean, is there any way the body naturally will heal itself after something like that?
Sometimes blindness is going to be temporary, absolutely. So, yeah, the body can heal itself, but I don't know necessarily if he damages optic nerve and it's been a while. Blood poisoning, toxicity from medication can definitely do that.
Next up, we're going to Jeremy in North Dakota. Was in a coma for 2 months, Ben.
Oh, wow.
But he's popped out of it. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, Ben. The first thing I want to tell you is thank you for gifting me that tangy tangerine.
Oh, God bless you, my friend. I hope you make good use of it.
When I first got it, I was mixing it with that dosage cup inside. I was mixing it with a 16-ounce bottle of distilled water.
Nice.
And then I got an order from Amazon of the Propel kiwi strawberry flavored water. Okay. And I thought I would try mixing one of those with it. And it actually increased the flavor a lot, and I like it a lot.
That's awesome. Nice job, Jeremy.
Is there a problem with mixing it with the Propel?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Mix it with anything you want to mix it with and take as much of it as you want. The only thing is you might go to the bath, find yourself urinating a little bit more than usual, but other than that, it's not a problem. Did you notice it, any more energy? Did you notice any changes in your physiology or in your biochemistry at all?
It gives me a bit more security in my balance.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Super. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Have you heard that pomegranate juice is good for you?
Heck yes, pomegranate. Pomegranates are loaded with antioxidants. They're one of the most antioxidant-rich fruits that there are.
It's amazing you could just fix yourself with so much of this.
Isn't that amazing, George? All this stuff is on the planet. All this stuff is just gross.
Who designed it like that, huh?
I'm telling you, George. Every time I think about
it's
biochemistry.
It's not random, Ben.
No, it's intelligence. It's divine intelligence, absolutely.
Final text and tweet we've got from Tom. What do you have for us, Tom?
Hey, this one's from Marta in San Francisco. Can the pharmacist please talk about skin tags and prevention?
He knows all about that.
Yes, absolutely. Blood sugar. That's a classic sign of what's called dysglycemia, messed up.
And explain what a skin tag is.
Skin tag is just like it sounds. It's like a tag that hangs off of your skin.
A little wavy thing.
Yeah,
huh?
It's like a tag. It's like a little piece of skin.
Is it like a wart?
It's not like a wart. No, warts have a weird shape to them. A skin tag is like a square thing, literally like a tag.
They wiggle.
And they wiggle, exactly. So here's a couple things. First of all, it's a sign of messed up blood sugar, and you really want to address it as such. Get on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack ASAP. And the ultimate niacin, by the way, as I said earlier, for help, it's great for dealing with sugar, niacin. But topically, you can do something interesting. If you make a donut with the tag sticking out of the donut with Vaseline, so you protect the good skin around the tag, you can dab the tag with wart medicine, salicylic acid 17%, or you can have a pharmacist make some salicylic acid solution for you, and you can dab that on the skin tag. Also, there's an ingredient called retinol, which is a form of vitamin A that you can dab on that skin tag 3 or 4 times a day, and eventually it'll just come off. So you can get rid of it cosmetically that way, but a lot of people have multiple skin tags, and that's a major sign of the blood sugar system starting to go awry.
I knew a person who had skin tags all over her face, and it was difficult to look at her talking to her. She had so many, and some of them were big, Ben. I mean,
nobody told her about the blood sugar connection. I mean,
who knows?
I'm telling you, there's a lot of things like that nobody tells us about. That's an announcement from your body that your blood sugar is jacked up. You know, George, I've been studying skin for many, many years, and let me tell you something. A skin problem is your best friend, because if you have eczema or if you have psoriasis or skin tags or rashes or any kind of skin problem, that's your body talking to you. It's telling you, help, do something, correct me. It's a barometer to what's going on inside your body, and those of us who speak skin, people who are in the skincare business, can help you with your internal conditions by looking at your what's showing up on the outside of your body. And I encourage everybody to regard their skin problems as not mere cosmetic or superficial disturbances, but signs that something's going awry inside the body that can be corrected before it gets tumbles out of control.
These disclaimers at the end of these television commercials are unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
There was one for eczema, and at the end they said, you could die from this. You could do this. I mean,
right. These
are the side effects. They're minimal, but they happen.
Some of them are not minimal. But yes, you're right. A lot of them are just like diarrhea or constipation or nausea and vomiting. And but the most important side effects usually involve the body trying to get rid of the stuff through diarrhea or nausea and vomiting. But your point is really well taken. In terms of eczema, Ultimate EFAs are an absolute must-have for anybody who's dealing with eczema. It's like a miracle for folks who are dealing with eczema. Likewise, the nightly essence probiotics and laying off of problem foods like gluten.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to Bill, first-time caller in the state of Maryland. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good to have you with us, Bill.
Yes, well, I have anxiety, and they discovered a cyst on my pancreas, which has increased my anxiety level, and I'm getting up at night five, six times to pee.
Are you taking antidepressants too, Bill?
I'm taking Ativan and Klonopin.
Alrighty, what can we recommend here, Ben?
A couple of things. First of all, one of the easiest ways to calm down anxiety is to practice slow, deep
breathing.
You got it, George. And for my friend here, did you say George? Or, I'm sorry, what was the show?
His name's Bill.
Bill. For Bill, you'll notice that, that when you are going through a panic attack or an anxiety attack, that you're breathing very shallowly and very quickly.
So you think you're having a heart attack.
Yes, that's right. So slowing down the breath and deepening the breath towards diaphragmatic can make a huge, huge difference. And anybody dealing with panic attacks, anxiety issues, or even atrial fibrillation issues, which are similar. You know, if you hold your breath, George, and you don't let yourself breathe even though your body wants to breathe and you just force yourself through will to not breathe, you will experience a panic attack. You will feel just exactly what Bill is feeling, because the panic attack is tied into a sense of suffocation, what they call hypoxia or low levels of oxygen.
That you can't breathe.
Yeah, so your body thinks it's dying. Essentially. So what you want to do is slow down the breathing and deepen the breathing. That's a quick fix for you. Another really quick fix for folks who are dealing with panic attacks and anxiety attacks is to sit in a warm bath. You know, a warm bath represents the last place that most people ever felt safe. And you know what that is, George?
The womb.
The womb, exactly. That's the last place that we ever felt completely safe. And women know this intuitively. Women will, when they don't feel good, they're depressed or they have anxiety issues or whatever it is, they'll take a bath. Men don't do that as much. Women are in touch with their bodies much more than men are. So they know. They'll go sit and take a warm bath. But everybody should take a warm bath if they're dealing with any kind of high blood pressure issues, activated nervous system issues, or anxiety attacks or panic attacks. And then there's great nutrients, as we talked about. The de-stress from longevity is a wonderful calming down nutrient. And then also, of course, we talked about the sleepies. That's one of my favorites.
Why is it that slow, deep breaths will help you if you have atrial fibrillation, for example?
Because one of the reasons why we have atrial fibrillation, or all conductivity issues in the heart, is because the heart is not getting enough oxygen. The heart is very dependent on oxygen, along with the brain. It uses up most of the oxygen.
And it's an electrical issue, right?
Yes, exactly. The lack of oxygen changes the electrical nature of the heart, and it goes into these fibrillation states or arrhythmia states. So slowing down the breathing is a great strategy for folks who are dealing with heart conductivity issues.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Loretta's there, Modesto, California. Hello, Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
Hello. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to say happy birthday to Doc, plus George, and also I'll be 83 next week.
Good for you.
I all got that.
Congratulations. That's great.
That's the new 60, Loretta.
But what I'm actually calling for, I was actually calling about myself, but a moment ago you mentioned the liver problem.
Yes.
There's a young lady here who's been to a doctor now for over 2 or 3 months and has got itching and everything else over her body.
That could be liver.
And, yeah, that's what, and the doctors have done nothing whatsoever, and she's just getting worse and worse and worse.
You know, the interesting thing, Loretta, is there's nothing the doctors can do because the liver processes toxins and poisons and hormones and food, and it's not a doctor issue.
Well, then I'm going to have her call you guys. But
yeah,
now
have a call Critical Health News. Have a call Critical Health News or send an email to, and I forgot to mention, we take emails and we answer all emails. So if you want to send an email to health@criticalhealthnews.com.
And I'll give you the number in a second, too, Loretta.
Yeah, have her write or have her call, and we'll definitely help her out. Absolutely.
Well, sir, do you also know of a thing? It's similarity to amnesia, where a person is out mentally but not physically, and a doctor does not even know they're out.
I didn't quite understand that.
Okay, the last one I had was on June 9th, 2015. I can't even get dates right. Anyway, I got sick after taking a new medicine. And I blacked out mentally, some way or another, to where I was taken to a hospital emergency room. I signed in. I do not remember signing in. I do not remember talking to the doctor, and I do not remember leaving there.
Well, there could be a lot of reasons for that. But you know what? Anybody who's dealing with cognitive issues should get on the Synaptive. I talked to a gal on my show, George, that she had earthquake sensitivity issues. You ever hear of this? When there's an earthquake coming, people...
She freaks out,
right?
Yeah.
She started taking the Synaptive, she told me. She said this on my show. She started taking the Synaptive, and the day she took the Synaptive, her earthquake sensitivities went away, and she never had
it. It works on the brain, doesn't it?
Yes, that's amazing for the brain, for cognition, for as we get older, for Loretta. Loretta, I would definitely get on that Synaptive if I were you. Anybody who's getting older, starting to forget things, the Synaptive is amazing.
Have you ever had cases of deja vu, Ben, and it feels euphoric?
I haven't had that. Have you?
Yeah, a couple times.
That's amazing. What do you think
times.
About deja vu?
I think it's bizarre. I mean, I have a theory that we might be in parallel universes.
That's not just a theory. You know, that's not just a New Age theory. That's actually physics. There's a guy named Hugh Everett, I think his name was. He came out with the many, many worlds hypothesis. And that's a quantum physics hypothesis that says that we live in parallel universes.
Let's squeeze a quick call out of Joe in Maryland. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. George? How you doing, Mr. Ben?
Great.
I had an operation in December of 2019, and they put a post in my back to relieve the compressions of the nerves, and I can't straighten my right knee out, and I'm in pain all the time.
You got to have some body work. First of all, there were a couple of
40 seconds, man. Go ahead.
Okay, gotcha. First of all, you got to have body work done. Excuse me, and I would do it right away. Second of all, get on the glucogel caps and get on the Ultimate EFAs. They're WD-40 for your joints. The Ultimate EFAs are WD-40 for anybody who's dealing with any kind of joint problems. They lubricate the joints, as well as the glucogel, and don't forget to get that body work done. And God bless you. I can only imagine what that must feel
like. And the EFAs, you said, are good for the skin, huh?
They're great for the skin. They're great for the hormones. They're great for the brain, and they're great for the joints. That's the beauty of nutritional supplementation is you get all these multiple benefits with no toxicity. That's why I love nutritional supplementation, and I'm a nutritional pharmacist.
Ben, thanks for being on the program. We will talk to you in 6 weeks. That puts us into July sometime.
I can't believe it. Stay healthy and well, George.
All right, my friend. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, here's that phone number for you, Loretta, and everybody else where you can call and ask them the same questions you asked Ben, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, alien abductions.